From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace. Snowshoe hares, eastern cottontail rabbits, and European rabbits live on the peninsula, and we see all of them in our neighborhood. Until a few years ago, snowshoe hares were the only local rabbit-like species. Snowshoe hares live in above-ground nests called forms, are larger than rabbits, and give birth to young that can run around and forage right away. They have larger ears and longer legs and run differently than rabbits. Hares have never been domesticated. Snowshoe hares live in forests and locally feed along wooded road edges, quickly retreating to cover if disturbed. In cold winters, their fur will go partially to completely white. They are rarely seen in yards because they prefer feeding on native plants. They rely on speed and camouflage to survive predation. Rabbits live in warrens, below ground. The young are born hairless and unable to feed themselves. They are smaller, shorter-eared, and shorter-legged than hares. Rabbits have been widely domesticated. Viewing rabbit breeds is one of the outstanding features of county fairs, along with chicken and duck breeds. Eastern cottontail rabbits are brown with a distinctive tuft of white hair on the tail. 13 species of cottontails live in North America. Cottontails forage for seeds under bird feeders. They also eat some annuals, including pansies. Their presence means that applying deer and rabbit repelling spray on tender plants is a weekly chore. They also eat leafy rosettes of hairy cat's ear and dandelion. European rabbits come in a wide variety of colors and sizes and are serious pests of grasslands around the world, including San Juan Island in the Salish Sea and Australia. The first European rabbits in my neighborhood were multicolored, mottled orange, white, and black. The next were all black. Like cottontails, they eat widely on cultivated plants, and they also like pansies. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.